One-time password authentication solutions have been popular for decades and are based on a concept that many people believe to be the cryptographic Holy Grail solution for authentication. The idea is that when a subject is asked to authenticate, they provide a seemingly random set of characters that is valid only for that one request, and known or predictable only between the subject and the authentication system. Once used, it will never be generated or used again, i.e. the one-time part. So even if an attacker learns a particular OTP, it will never work again on any other authentication session. Any successful future authentication challenges would use a different, unpredictable, code. The never non-repeating claim of an OTP solution is only true of a conceptualized, perfect OTP solution. In a perfect world, the OTP would never be repeated. But the reality is that it's impossible to avoid repeating OTP characters given a long period of time, especially when the number of characters used is limited. For example, an OTP may use a core algorithm capable of generating trillions of different possibilities. But if the OTP solution only uses and displays 6 numerals, 09, as most of them do, then only 106, i.e., 1 million. Possible combinations can be generated and used. And if a new OTP code is shown every 30 seconds, as is common, that means all million codes could be shown in 347 days if the code's never repeated, which isn't even a guarantee. So, in the real world, the codes do repeat, but often not close together and not predictably so. This still allows OTP codes to be used securely, even in our imperfect world. The seemingly random requirement is essential. If an attacker were able to predict any future OTP code and the time it would be valid, they could use it as if they were the legitimate user, a perfectly and truly random number that only the legitimate user in the authentication system can generate and know at a given time period or event is key to the security of an OTP-based authentication system. The biggest problem is how to create a truly random and unpredictable OTP. In the early days of cryptography and authentication codes, the legitimate parties could just generate and share a big list of random numbers as codes and agree to use them in the future. But that type of scheme has at least two big problems. First, how do you make the codes truly random? How do you truly create the codes randomly and verify that they are truly random? Humans could simply guess at code characters, say, have each of the legitimate parties randomly guess a number between 0 and 9. Over and over, until all the codes are created and shared. For instance, suppose they need a 4-digit OTP. The first person might say 3, the second person might say 5, the first person then says 9, and the second person says 2. This would give a shared 4-digit code of 3592. And they could repeat the guessing and sharing until they have shared all the codes they need to share for all the possible future authentication transactions. To the average person, this seems fairly random and fair, but it is not. Humans simply cannot do anything truly random. Humans tend to be fairly unrandom and have a hard time doing anything truly random, especially in picking numbers and codes. If humans were asked to participate in a task like that above, they would invariably pick some numbers considerably more than others without realizing it. For example, humans are far more likely to pick lower numbers than higher numbers and to avoid repeating numbers. In a truly randomly selected set of numbers, over time, each number, 09, would have a 10% chance of being selected. But if you had humans pick the numbers, you would surely see numbers selected below 10% of the time and numbers picked over 10% of the time. In studies of this human behavior, some of the numbers were picked nearly 20% of the time, and others less than 5%. No matter what your loved one says to the contrary, humans just aren't random.